Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the CCWG New GTLD Auction Proceeds Call held on the 30th of November, 2017. In the interest of time, there will be no roll call. Attendance will be taken by the Adobe Connect room. If you're only on the audio bridge, would you please let yourself be known now? Okay, hearing no names, I would like to remind all to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes, and please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. And with this, I'll turn it back over to Erica Mann. Please begin.
Thank you so much, Julie. Hi, everyone. Let's see. We have some apologies today, and they are mentioned on top of the agenda. I'm sure you can all see them. So then let's go to the topic updates concerning the conflict of interest. Anybody who would love to make an update? No, not the case. Then I had on the next item, welcome to the new board member, the liaison, Martin Butterman, but he can't be with us. He sent apologies, and he can't, unfortunately, be with us today. So we will do this next time. Next item on the agenda, still under the topic of welcome. I had two calls, and I would love to brief you about them quickly. So I had a call with Shireen and with Chris, and I had a call with Martin and with Becky. In both cases, I discussed pretty much the same topic. I wanted them to know that we would love to their engagement as soon as possible once we have sent them the information concerning the preamble and concerning the list of examples. The reason for this, and you remember we discussed this, the reason for this is that we would like to avoid any conflict with the board at the very end of our working group, and we would love to ensure that we receive their feedback as long as we can still modify our approaches and our justification. This is in particular topic for the preamble, because the preamble, the basic idea is that it serves in the future for future evaluators in areas where we, that they might have a not clear understanding if the projects they receive still fall within the mission or outside of the mission. So these area, what we call gray areas. So it would be good to have received feedback from the board. So I let them know this. This is our intention once we have finalized it, which we hopefully can do today, and then send it to the board and hopefully receive back their comments. The second topic, which I didn't go into details because I was concerned, because I did not discuss it with you ahead of the call, but I wanted to mention it, and this is the debate which is going on concerning the reserve fund, and will the board, and the question is, when will the board officially go to the SO and the AACs to discuss the topic, and at what time will the our auction proceed group be informed about it. So it's in particular an important topic, which I sensed over the last 2 weeks when the debate about the height of the reserve fund changed slightly insofar as their discussion that it might be a request to have a reserve fund up to 17 months. Which of course changes the overall number from 12 to 17 months. And my feeling was at the time, and I discussed this with Ching, my feeling was it would be good to just draw the attention to the board in particular, in this case to Chirine and to Chris, just making them aware that our discussion and the way we frame the what we call the mechanism, how the fund or whatever it is going to be will be established in the future, will depend to some degree on the amount available. So I didn't discuss any topics. I didn't go into details. This is all something we will have to discuss as a group once we know what it's debated, but I just wanted to let them know this. So, and I see Becky is with us now. Wonderful. And Becky is saying they are working on feedback. So these are, I just wanted to brief you, and I will wait a second to see if there are comments. I see Marilyn is raising her hand. Marilyn, please. Marilyn? Okay, might be just a mistake.
Hello.
Marilyn, hello. Are you talking?
I am talking.
we can't hear you. We can't hear you.
Let me try again.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Julie. Yes. I just wanted to make a comment on behalf of the I'm a VC, a member of the business constituency. I'm not speaking here officially on our behalf, but I do want to note that we have called for the 17-month reserve, and I don't want to – I think it's just useful for me to disclose this, if you don't mind. Our comments are public. We actually will be submitting additional comments about why we think this is within the scope of the use of auction funds, but it's premature for me to say more. I just wanted to highlight that this is under discussion in the business constituency. Thanks.
Thank you, Marilyn. This is very helpful to know, and will make it easier for us in the future to talk about it. Sebastian, please.
Yes, thank you very much, Erica. Sebastian Bachelet speaking. I hope that you can hear me okay. I just had to add a few things about this question. First of all, it's that today it's a close of the comment period about the rare fund, the level, and so on and so forth. But it would be very interesting to have for all of us what is the process that staff and board want to follow for the next step. And the next step will be how to replenish the reserve fund. And, of course, the question will come about the auction proceeds used in that case. But it would be interesting to know what is the process and when they want this discussion to happen, because it seems that some comments take into account that, some others did not, as it was not the question raised, but to know where we are going and what the level of reserve fund will be useful, but what the rest of the process will be, it's also important. Thank you.
It's Erica. Yes, I agree with you, Sebastian. I think it would be extremely helpful. And I will go, I'm taking Ching now. I see Becky is with us. Becky, I'm sure you can't make an in-depth comment today, but maybe you can just guide us a little bit and just let us know how you want to approach this in the board. But let me take Ching first. Ching, please.
Thank you, Erica. This is Ching Chiao. And first of all, I'd like to, start by thanking you taking the time and, you know, let us know, you know, transparently you have the call, two calls with Shireen, Chris, Becky, and Martin. So, I mean, that's very, I think that's very helpful. I mean, letting them know that, so especially for Shireen and also Martin, who just took for the liaison role to understand what's going on, what would be the concern from us. And also my second point is raised, I mean, previously by others for the reserve fund. I think from our standpoint as a group, we need to maybe to think a little bit more beyond what's our individual SO and AC represents. I mean, as a group, it seems by far we are not in a position to kind of talk about what the group would, what this working group would be thinking of, what would be the right size for the fund, in what type of the mechanism that's, you know, gonna be useful, be resourceful for the benefit of the internet community. So it seems that we're, it's premature, or it seems that we don't, I mean, even have the time for this type of discussion. So what I'm saying, I mean, briefly, just, you know, the size of the fund that the CCWG, this CCWG will consider, because everything that seems, or actually it is depending on the board's decision about how they would like to take the, you know, the money and also to replenish into the reserve fund. So I think we should be aware as a group, I mean, as a whole, just to make sure that, you know, we have, you know, as time goes by, we will have some thoughts, you know, have some, you know, kind of aggregated thoughts. And so when the board asks us, we will have a response. I'll simply like to point that out. Thank you.
Thank you, Ching. Let me just respond quickly, Becky, because I think it's important for your reply. Let me just respond quickly to a comment made by Judith. She said that probably the finance, so ICANN Finance, will have to put a rest to us. Just to remind us, the request will formally go to the SO and to the AC. Now, I think it would be helpful if we would be informed about it at the same time, because our work, in particular the framing of the mechanism and the structure of the future fund will largely depend on the amount available, as Ching just mentioned. So it would be good we get the information at the very same time. Becky, please, to you.
So obviously I can't give a sort of final answer here. There is a consultation that's ongoing. I think the comment period ends today or very shortly, about what the appropriate target for the reserve should be. And I think that there are going to be a variety of views coming in from the community about that. The board will, with the finance team, consider that and communicate with the community about where we think the reserve should end up. We then think that obviously it's important for us to have an appropriately sized reserve fund, but we also think that we owe it to the community to come back, you know, with a plan that lays out how we intend to get to that the final reserve fund target. And while I think that the board does believe that the use of some auction proceeds may be appropriate for that, we also feel that it's on us to take funding out of operations with appropriate discipline to get to that. So I think that there will probably be, following the close and of the ongoing consultation about the target, we'll come back to the community with a plan for getting there, which would encompass a variety of different approaches. So the community will be consulted, obviously, and we are working on this, but but I think right now the first order of business is to decide on the target and close that off based on the community comments and the expert advice that we're being given, and then reach out with a funding plan.
Erica, Becky, I think this is that's a very good way in approaching it. For this group, I think we have to keep in mind that when we talk about the future structure and the future mechanism, and depending on how much money will be from the auction proceeds, we may have to review at the very end, once we receive this information, may have to review our recommendation for the structure and for the mechanism, because it might, depending on the amount left, it might be desirable to rediscuss this. Since we will talk about this later, our ideal scenario is that we end in Puerto Rico with our discussion, and afterwards we can do the drafting of the recommendations, or maybe have even a draft recommendation already available ahead of Puerto Rico so that we can discuss it in Puerto Rico. We may have to review the timetable then, but that's something we probably don't have to discuss today. We maybe can put on the agenda again for our next call. Jonathan, please.
Thanks, Erica. So as I hear and understand, there's clearly this process going on separate entirely, really, to this group, which is about the size of the auction, of the reserve fund. The next thing is, as Becky articulated, that you know, the board will need to decide how it deals with whatever comes out of that process, ultimately what it does to reconcile the gap between, it doesn't almost matter whether it's 12 or 18 months. The fact is, currently it falls short, and there's really, it's then going to reserve fund to the extent that there's a new policy in place or even retention of the old. The board's going to have to come up with a plan as to how it replenishes or rebuilds or develops that reserve fund. The key question for this group, and it sort of goes to the point that Marilyn made most recently, is how do we feel about the use of auction funds? And there's really two ways I see that we would deal with that. We'd either make it as part of the thinking of this group that says anyone's welcome to apply for these funds within certain criteria that we describe, including the board, for the purposes of topping up the reserve fund. Or we stay silent on it, or the board simply decides at some point in consultation with the broader community that it might use some portion of the auction funds sort of independent of this process to top up the reserve fund. So from my point of view, I think whatever happens, we need to continue to keep it in our minds, and implicit in what Marilyn's comment in the chat is, we need to talk to our respective groups about how they feel. So that we know and understand when we participate in this group or in any other forums, how our groups feel about the use of auction funds, whether mandated by this CWG or not, to top up the reserve fund. So for me, it's a key thing that we need to just keep thinking about and discussing. It needn't dominate the work of this group for now, but it certainly should be something that's going on in the background and we're thinking about, and that ultimately our report needs to either take a position on or not take a position on. And as I say, I feel there are various positions. We could reject it out of hand and say we believe there is no way that these auction funds should be used to top up the reserve fund, or we believe that it's a very good use of it, or we believe it's a very good use, but only if the board applies alongside anyone else. And is so there's various scenarios, and those aren't the three exclusive scenarios, but those are just some thoughts. But the summary, the short point is I think we need to keep an open mind, and B, talk with our respective groups about this. Thanks for hearing me out on that one.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's Erica. I fully agree with you, and I would recommend we keep this topic on the agenda for our next calls, and we re-debate it as soon as we have a clearer understanding. Just one addition maybe to the point whether the board have to come to us and request a certain amount. I think there might be a different understanding insofar as the budget authority is with the board, insofar a request might be seen maybe more as a diplomatic issue and less as a legal one. But I think we should put this on hold, this debate for now. I think we had a good exchange, good understanding, and I will read the comments a little bit later. I haven't, because I was listening, so I couldn't follow all of the points raised here. But if you agree, we put this on the agenda. As soon as we have a clearer agenda, an understanding, we will take enough time so that we can debate this intensively. Is this okay with you? Okay, then let's move on. And let's have a look at the next item, which is, if I'm not mistaken, is the closer, the recommendation to close let me have a look if I can find it quickly enough, to completion of phase two. And this would mean two things: to close the discussion about the preamble. We made in the leadership team one more addition, and Marika recommended two more additions. They are tiny, and I will. I hope we can see the document, and Marika can explain the three changes we recommend. And then we recommend to close it for now, not to close it completely, because then we would like to send it to the board, as I just mentioned, so we can receive comments back hopefully relatively early, so we then can review the document and can get an understanding if we want to continue to reshape the preamble. And with regard to point two, we are as well discussing the samples which we collected. If you remember, we had a long discussion last time. At the end, we saw that at the very end, three new, or actually four new proposals were recommended. And in the leadership team, again, we made a recommendation to you for today to accept two. One was withdrawn, and the last one, which was example 22, which were related to the reserve fund, we said we would love to take it out of this list. We don't take it out completely, but we are aware it was added, but we will not have it on the current list. And then again, once we have finalized our discussion today, we would love to send this list as well to the board. Marika, over to you.
Yeah, this is Marika. So the first document you see up and now in redline format to facilitate your review of the updates that were made, and as I also noted in my email, the first update is basically to reflect the discussion of last week's meeting to clarify, or not last week's, week before last meeting, to clarify that the preamble is specifically focused or intended to facilitate the review and selection of projects, not necessarily the development of applications. So that has been changed. And then some of the other edits that are in here, those were actually suggested by Xavier. He made some of those comments already during the face-to-face meeting at ICANN 60. And then in the follow-up email, actually sent those, but they kind of got lost in the mix. So I've added those. I think, at least from my perspective, I think those are merely clarifications and to make sure that there's a common understanding of some of the concepts, especially the change in the second paragraph. One change that was made as well in the third paragraph, I think that was the based on the leadership discussion to change that from must to shall, again, recognizing that at the end of the day, projects to be funded need to be consistent with ICANN's mission and, of course, ideally are consistent as well with the open and interoperable internet definition, but that is not the determining factor in that regard. And then also a suggestion from Xavier was in the last paragraph to actually remove the reference to support ICANN's community activities and consensus building processes. And if I understand correctly, his rationale is that those are specifically activities that are already part of ICANN's role and remit, and as such, those activities are already supported by ICANN's core budget, and at least the understanding of the discussion so far has been that funds would be allocated to those types of projects that would not fall within the core role and operation of ICANN. So that was his suggestion there. I think as Erica has alluded to before, this is not set in stone as such. The idea is to send this document as well as the two other art documents, the one, the review of examples, and the other one being the proposed objectives for fund allocation to the board for their feedback and input. So based on that feedback, there may, of course, be a further need to review and revise this. And, of course, later on in the process, there will also be initial report for public comment. So again, that may trigger a further feedback. So I think there shouldn't be any concern either that you won't have an opportunity to review this again and make further updates. But as quite a lot of time is already spent on it, it may be worth parking this for now and giving indeed others an opportunity to look at this and then review that feedback and consider it again.
Thank you, Marika. This is Erica. Marilyn, please, you want to make a comment? Marilyn? Are you talking with all, are you muted still?
I'm here now. Sorry, I forgot to unmute. Thank you. I'm not in agreement with Xavier's suggestion to cut this out. I understand that there are ICANN funds allocated to communities, constituencies, et cetera, to support activities and consist building processes, but that's not fully adequate to address support for ICANN's mission and the activities we need to engage in. So I really do not support cutting this out. I think if you were just to have a quick listen to those of us who are doing work in developing countries and with indigenous people who want to participate, ICANN's work is fantastic, but it could really be augmented by additional community-funded support. So I prefer at this time not to take that out. And then my second comment is I could be confused, but I think footnotes may be duplicative. At least one is duplicative, but maybe I'm confused because I'm looking at a very small screen. Thanks.
This is Erica. Marilyn, thank you so much. Can I get a quick understanding in the chat room, or if somebody wants to comment on it, do we have an understanding to reinstate this point, the one Marilyn just mentioned, support ICANN, community activities, and consensus building processes? I mean, the idea from Xavier, just to remind you why he, if I remember him right, and I think he is not wrong, his comment was more relating to the fact that this money comes out of the existing operational budget and should not come from option proceeds. So this is what I remember. It would change a little bit the dynamic if financing would come out from option proceeds. I'm not arguing one way or another. Just want to hear what you think. I see Tony is supporting. Yes, I understand, Marilyn, the point. So why, Alan, would you love to make a comment, please?
Yeah, thank you very much. At one level, I support Xavier, and I, you know, because I've said many times I don't want to see this money simply used as an expansion of what we normally do with operational funds. But the other way of viewing it is if you look at the special budget requests that get put in by ACs and SOs, there is significant overlap because we do capacity building. You know, we have supported schools or requested support for schools of internet governance. And there's a whole bunch of things which have already been accepted as overlap, or rather as appropriate uses for the auction funds. So whether we have this there or not, we've already accepted the concept that there will be overlap, if not with the straight operational budget, then with the special budget requests, which of course are part of the budget. So I tend to support Marilyn that ruling it out completely is not appropriate. On the other hand, sending the message that we are not trying to supplement the regular budget so ICANN can simply cut back and use our money as long as it lasts, I think is not the right message either. So I understand, I agree with the intent, I think, of what Xavier is saying, but I'm not sure it's actually correctly true that there is no overlap and shouldn't be overlap. Thank you.
And Erica, this is Xavier. I'm on the phone. I may intervene for a second.
Xavier, I take the others first, and then I take you. Jonathan, please.
Thank you.
Yeah, I must say, it's interesting. I think you can read, thank you, Erica, I think you can read support two ways. You can read it in the way that perhaps Xavier has, which is financial support, to put it plainly, or you can read it to be in a different way, which is to be consistent with or out of alignment with ICANN's community activities and consensus building processes, which is the way I read it. I must say I understood it to mean, and there's an important distinction here, I understood it to mean to be consistent with ICANN's community activities and consensus building processes, or not inconsistent with, rather than to be used as financial support for community activities and consensus building processes. So maybe this is an issue of wording, and if a different, slightly different form of words that is there, it may be able to be remain in and address Xavier's concern. Thanks.
This is Erica. Jonathan, thank you. Xavier, please.
Thank you, Erica. Just wanted to clarify that the edit that I offered in the document was simply intending to reflect what I had understood one of the principles established was to not allow the auction proceeds to be used for the ongoing operations of ICANN. And I was not trying to formulate an opinion, simply to offer an edit that was intending to be consistent with a principle formulated by the group. So it's not my view. It's simply it was offered as a consistent edit with a principle established, and you all in this group should define what you think that overlap, as Alan was calling it, or intent or spirit needs to be. So I just want to state that it was not a personal opinion that I was trying to insert into the document, but simply the mere reflection of the idea or principle that the auction proceeds should not be used for funding ongoing operations of ICANN. So your opinion obviously prevail, and I was only offering an edit for technical purposes. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Xavier. This is Erica. How about doing the following? I think I don't see anybody else wanting to comment, and I followed the chat room. So I think we have an understanding. We like to reinstall it with the addition of what Jonathan said. So what I recommend, I give this document back to this tiny group, or maybe Marika can already do the drafting. Otherwise, I give it back for a day to just one day, because we like to get this out. Give it back to Jonathan, Marilyn, and this small group. I don't have all the names in the moment in front of me, who were working on this document. Go and review the reinstall the point, support ICANN's community activities and consensus building processes, the caveat of the addition Jonathan made. Can we get an agreement on this one? Quick check about the language, and then if the language is the appropriate one, or if there needs to be tiny changes concerning this point. But can we get otherwise support and agreement that we can afterwards send out this document for review to the board. We will, of course, send the final document to you so that you can review it again. Yes, Erica? Please. Who is on the call? Yes, who is it?
Do you hear me, please?
Caboose, is this you? Caboose?
Yes, that is me. Unfortunately, I'm on the only bridge. I'm not on the internet. Excuse me. ICANN community activities is a very, very broad subject. What is included in that? Anything could be community activities, because community is not a specific community, it's the entire community. So what is inside this ICANN community activities? It will be quite clear. Thank you.
Marilyn, do you want to say something? And then I have Nadira. I really love to conclude this debate, but please, Marilyn, and then Nadira, please.
Thanks. Let me just quickly respond to Caboose. And Caboose, thank you so much for joining. I know it's frustrating to just be on the phone. I think that an example of a ICANN community activity could be support for a training program on DNS security in countries, your own and others. Support could be bringing together different individuals that have not had the opportunity to engage at ICANN to understand what ICANN does. Those are, to me, examples of community activities. Their outreach, their awareness, their education. They could also be funding the travel for bringing additional participants from governments and others into not just the ICANN meetings, but regional level activities where ICANN is speaking. Thanks for the opportunity to make those comments. I'll go back on mute.
This is Erica. Thank you so much, Marilyn. I'd just like to have your support now. We understand we want this point to be mentioned. We do understand as well we're not talking about the financing which comes out of the operational budget, the ordinary financing for community activities and for consensus building, but we talk about something different, something bigger. So back to the group, this document, just maybe keep the current wording and then maybe add an explanation to the end, which would already help. We give it back to you, Marilyn, Jonathan, and the small group, and staff can make fixes. Okay, Marika is sending me a note, staff can make fixes, wonderful. Let staff make a proposal. We sent a proposal around today. Staff is always fast and quick. We do, if you don't agree, please reply. And let's try to get this out tomorrow to the board. Can we agree on this procedure? Marilyn is writing, we will work with Marika. Wonderful. Perfect. Do we have an agreement? Can we get this point from our agenda for the moment?
Yes. Yes, with one proviso. We need to have a description of ICANN community activities. I am not quite sure because Marilyn was thinking and putting sentences. She is a good communicator, good speaker, and so on and so forth, long experience in ICANN. But I think we need to have description of that. There are a lot of things in that. I think there is 335 million and the people have a lot of appetite to spend that money. And we have to know where this money is going to be. So we need to have really what is the ICANN community activities description and so on and so forth, including but not limited. Put an asterisk, put a footnote, put something, and really describe that. I'm very sorry, Marilyn, I didn't have connection to the internet, so I was late, and I excuse already. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Caboose. This is Erica. Your point is well understood. Thank you so much. Jonathan. Is that an old hand?
Yeah, I'm reluctant. No, it's not. Thank you, Erica. I'm just, I mean, I'm reluctant to open this up. It feels like a potential can of worms. I mean, I proposed a simple solution to repair it. It seems to be have been taken. It seems to have received quite a lot of support. And then Maryland came in with what I saw to be sort of some extended potential uses. Personally, I have some worries about using these funds for what I would consider more consumable or items that are funded out of the regular operating budget. I personally, I see this as much more of a kind of investment fund. So I just worry that we're not properly aligned on this. But I think we're going to have to flush that out separately. I'm not sure we can do it now. I just felt that I couldn't just remain silent when I felt that some of the examples Marilyn gave were not consistent with my understanding of where we might where this with this, this funding might be applied. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Jonathan. Originally, this was my understanding as well, but let's do the following because I would love to conclude the debate. So we do have an understanding that for the moment, we will include this comment, bullet point two, is an additional remark which Marika will work on and will send back to us so we can review it. We do understand, and we need to make an addition here before we send it to the board, that we have disagreement in this group, and there are different opinions. We all do understand whatever is going to be funded shall not be not overlap with the operational budget, but we don't have a complete agreement about this, what this would mean for community activities or for consensus building processes. So I would want to ask Marika if you can put this on an action point before we send this out, and with the complete wording we will send to this group, we will include the wording how we want to explain the disagreement, and so that this is understood by the board. And then we will receive back from the board comments anyhow, and we will can continue our discussion once we have received back these comments. Can we agree on this one?
Erica, this is Marika. I noted in the chat, and Marilyn actually made the same observation, because at least from my perspective, you know, this document needs to be read in conjunction with the objective statement as well as the example document. And the example document is basically the document that outlined what the group considers consistent and as such also consistent with ICANN's community activities and consensus building processes. So I'm from my perspective, I'm not really sure if that needs to be done here or whether, you know, in the example document, for example, we already have one example where there's not necessarily agreement on whether it belongs or not. Similarly, you know, through the course of conversation, there may be other examples that come up as a clearly, you know, yes, consistent or no consistent, and maybe at some point that needs to be further fleshed out, especially on the, you know, what is not considered consistent. And you know, that may, for example, focus as well on, you know, which of those ICANN community activities and consensus building processes are not considered, you know, applicable or consistent with applying for the auction proceeds as they're already being funded somewhere else. So I would like to suggest maybe not to introduce that here, but actually, you know, put further focus throughout the working group deliberations and potentially also following a board feedback on the examples document, so that there a clearer delineation can be made with what is considered, you know, applicable and consistent for auction fund applications, and what is clearly outside of that bucket, either because it's already part of ICANN's normal operations, or it's clearly not consistent with ICANN's mission. And I do know that I think the examples have, for the moment, mainly focused on those aspects that are deemed not consistent with ICANN's mission, but maybe there is also a need then to give more specific examples of which, you know, community activities are not considered to be eligible for fund application because they're already considered part of ICANN's operating budget.
I agree that there is that one, this is Erica, I agree that one needs to see the two documents together. So the list of examples and what we regard as being in and what we regard as being out, and the preamble. Nonetheless, I think the wording, the way we have bullet point two now, still want to capture that we are talking about something that is not covered by the operational budget and therefore might be considered as fundable. So can we give this, do we have an understanding now how we want to proceed, and that we let Marika work on it, come back to us, and then we can send it to the board? Can we have an agreement on this one? I'm watching Jonathan is agreeing on the you did as well, Ching. Maureen, do you want to say something? Is this an, or is it support? Thank you so much, Maureen. Adira is coming in. So I guess support here. Yes, please. Who is it?
It's Marilyn. I don't support cutting this out at this point. I'd like to, you could put it in square, how about if we put it in square brackets and tell the board square brackets mean it's still under discussion. I understand these comments that come in that this is duplicative of the operating budget, but the operating budget in some cases is inadequate. And I'm going to give a specific example. I'm working right now on a different project related to diversity, where language is very clearly viewed as a barrier. And the cost of providing translation and interpretation is a huge, huge problem that ICANN cannot bear by itself. So I want to be a little more flexible. So let me ask, we put it in square brackets. You can put a footnote in saying there's not complete agreement, but sometimes the core budget is just not going to be adequate to do all of the things that we need to do.
Erica?
This is Erica. Marilyn, there might have been a misunderstanding. I haven't recommended, nobody else did, by the way, as well, to take it out, quite the opposite, to reinstall it, but with an additional remark that we are talking about projects which are not relating to anything that will be covered by the operational budget. And then we would have in the footnote as well explained a reference to the example, so that these two documents need to see to be seen being coordinated. So we are not taking it out, quite the opposite. Can we agree on this now?
Yes, Erica, allow me to say something.
Kavos, please.
Yes, I am not comfortable with what Marilyn said, that ICANN operating budget is not sufficient. This does not mean that we have to provide that through the auctions. It's not sufficient, limited ICANN board to propose a budget which is sufficient, and so on the board. If there is a request from the ICANN that we are not able to have a balanced budget, we're not able to have something which is sufficient for our activities, that is another issue. But we should not take side of the ICANN board saying that, in our view, ICANN budget is not sufficient for operating activities. Therefore, let us assign something or designate something from the auction to that. So I have some difficulty to agree with that. I fully agree what Marika said. Based on that, I have no problem. Thank you.
Wonderful, Kavos. This is Erica. This was a slight misunderstanding on your behalf, Kavos. I don't want to interpret Marilyn, but she was just saying that she would love to keep the language in. For the moment, with the explanatory remarks I made and the ones Marika made and the ones you agreed to, Kavos, and so far, we are not talking about the budget as a whole. We're just talking about this single bullet point, the number two. So I think we all have an agreement here. Alan, I take you as the last, and then I really would love to conclude the discussion. Alan, please.
Yes, thank you. I don't want to belabor this. I just wanted to point out that when we talk about the ICANN operational budget, it changes over time. when I started in ICANN 11, 12 years ago, there was virtually no language translation services other than perhaps at a general session. Now there are several groups that have almost continuous language services, and it's becoming increasingly common at other types of sessions. The rules change over years, and part of it, these auction funds may well be an opportunity to try something out before it becomes part of operational funds. So we need flexibility going forward, and I'm not going to debate wording, but clearly going forward, we do need that level of flexibility. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. This is Erica. So we have an understanding, the document with all the topics we debated right now goes back to Marika. Marika will do, and to staff, they will do a reframing of the bullet point two. It will come back to us, and then we do a final review. We do this by email. We don't wait for another 2 weeks, but we will do this by email, and then we will send it to the board, and afterwards we will have another chance to discuss it. I wait a second just to see if somebody urgently wants to oppose this proposal. No, that's not the case. Okay, Marika, this goes back to you and to the team, and we wait to see the way you want to solve this issue we just debated. Okay, then let's move to the next item, which is still in relation to phase two, and this relates to the examples. Marika, can we see the list, and can you please guide us through these few examples which came in quite late and which we debated on our call last time, where we have a recommendation by the leadership team, but we need agreement now from this group so that we can send it as well to the board, please.
Yes, thank you, Erica, and this is Marika. So up on the screen, you see the red line version, which was also circulated with the agenda that basically has the latest changes to this document based on the last CCWG meeting, as well as further leadership consideration. So the changes that were made based on your last meeting is one of the examples, which was previously number 18, was removed, as I think it was considered not being consistent and shouldn't belong in this document. And then another one, which I think was previously number 12, was basically moved to the end of the document in a separate category that we've labeled examples to be further considered as certain parts may be consistent while others may not. Or indeed there may be disagreement on whether those are consistent or not. Your staff has previously suggested as well in those cases where there's maybe disagreement, it may be worth on focusing, restating the example in such a way that it's either clearly consistent or clearly inconsistent instead of having the gray zone. But for now, it's that it's parked here, and I think as we noted previously, additional work eventually may be needed on this document. In addition, the changes that were made were to the last three examples that were added at a later stage, and as such didn't receive a whole lot of input from those that went into the Google Doc at the time. So the leadership team actually went through those and has made a determination in that regard. So I think the question for the CCWG is whether there's support for that, the conclusion that has been proposed. Note that one of the examples was removed, and I need to note as well that actually the three examples suggested came from Ching, so we did feel a bit of a level of comfort in that conversation as he agreed to the proposed conclusions, as well as the removal of the one example, because it was actually deemed that the one example that was included was actually something that fitted within the existing ICANN discussions and processes, and as such didn't need to be called out here as an example. As I said, in my previous comment, I did note that there may be a need at some point to further clarify what kind of existing community activities would be ineligible as they are already being part of the ICANN budget. But I don't think at this stage it may be helpful to spend too much time on this. I think as at least from a leadership team perspective, they're eager to get this now over to the board for their input and assessment, as that then will allow, of course, further consideration by the CCWG. So those are basically the main changes that were made compared to the previous version. So as said, you know, the idea is if there are no further comments or concerns at this stage, that this document would be shared with the board for their input, noting again that, of course, there will be additional opportunities to either add or review this document based either on the board's input or feedback that may come back in response to the initial report, as well as maybe further examples or ideas that come up throughout the conversation. Erica, are you still with us?
I was copying Marilyn. I was talking without being online. Sorry for this. Marilyn, you want to say something?
It's very quick, Erica. Let me just congratulate Marika. Great report. I just need to make a very quick comment. I'm sure I'm channeling most everyone else on the call. As soon as we have something that we can put out for comment, all of us then will be able to review with our internal communities. And so could I just ask a clarifying question? Congratulations on where we are, but what's our timeline for when we can actually, besides the informal updates we're doing, when we would have something that we could, it's going to the board, but we also need to go back to our communities?
Thank you, Marilyn. This is Erica. I mean, you can always go back to your community. That's why you are participating in the auction proceeds. We assume that informally you will, or formally, you will brief your SOCs and groups you are part of so that you can give the feedback during the debate which we are having. The final, when we formally and officially will prepare the recommendation and then will ask for comments, for public comments, this will be after Puerto Rico. So the idea is to have the final, in an ideal scenario, and if nothing happens, we are planning in the leadership team to have the draft recommendation hopefully ready for Puerto Rico, so that we can debate it in Puerto Rico, and then with further adoption and hopefully not too many changes, it then can go out for the public comment phase. Is this acceptable to you? Marilyn, please.
Yeah, I'll just make a very quick comment. So will we have a public session at PR in Puerto Rico to take as many of the other CCWGs do? Would we consider doing that?
And this is Erica. Yes, like we have done in the past, these will be public session. If this is what you mean with public session, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So let's move.
Yes.
So do we have an understanding? Okay. Can we then finalize this document here today with the recommended approach and with the two additions which we accepted, which we said there they would be, as a project, would be able to be financed. So they're in and not out. Could we conclude the discussion about this document as well so that it can be sent in cooperation with the other document we just debated to the board? And then it comes back to us and we will have a further chance for further discussion, because I'm pretty sure we will see comments from the board as well.
This is Marika, Erica.
Go ahead, Marika.
Yeah, I just wanted to note in response to Marilyn's comment on opportunities for formal input, I just wanted to note indeed the initial report is the next milestone that's foreseen for formal input. But of course, if at any point the group determines that there is additional need for formal input, you're of course free to do so. So I just wanted to make that clear. You know, currently the work plan foresees publication of the initial report, although I do have to note that there's still quite a bit of work, of course, and that's ahead of the CCWG, and it, of course, will require commitment and work to meet that deadline. That, of course, would be then, you know, ideally as well accompanied by communications during ICANN 61 to already obtain input, you know, in view of then being able to finalize the initial report for publication shortly thereafter.
This is Erica. Marika is raising in a good point. She's a bit concerned, and we had a debate about this in the leadership team, that we sometimes don't get enough responses. So we really would want to urge you, for all of the outstanding topics we and phases we still have to analyze, that you would be so kind. Just do us a favor to look at it and try to respond to it. We promise you, we keep it as limited as possible, but there are times where we need your feedback. Otherwise, it's difficult for us to move the topic forward. So please be so kind. We know it's a difficult time, and you are all overloaded with work. And now comes Christmas and New Year's, and many different religions, different days to consider. But please, we will keep it limited, we promise, and be so kind to give us your feedback. Okay, let's conclude this discussion. Marika, this goes back to you and to staff. As we discussed, it can be sent to the board once we have agreement about, and we have seen, not agreement, but we have seen the latest version about the preamble. Both documents go out together to the board. Okay, let's move to the next item on the agenda, which is point four, what we call the phase three. We want to have a discussion with you about and a review of the list of experts we already have identified and how we want to move forward with this topic. Again, in the leadership team, we had a discussion about it, and I just want to give you my and our whole thinking about this. We looked at it from the scheduling point of view, and when we can really have these calls and how many calls we can have. It's a lot of additional work, and how we want to select these experts or the organization. My recommendation was to do it quite technically. So, for example, to select a large organization, to select a smaller one, to select one who is familiar already with ICANN, and we have some recommendations, and maybe one who is purely operating with grants, so that we have a broad, we can get broad expertise from different experts. But there are, of course, different ways in doing this. So I like to give hand this over to Marika, so she can show us and the team can show us the list. And then I would love to have with you a short discussion of the uptime, a discussion with you how you want to take this forward and how we want to schedule these calls. We had a discussion as well, and I'm pretty sure Marika will like to talk about this as well, that we might want to start in December, because it will be hard to schedule calls in December with outside experts purely because of time pressure. But we could, for example, start with ICANN Legal and ICANN Finance, just to understand what it would mean if we would be selecting the model to insource the mechanism and the future structure into ICANN, and then they could give us already their ideas, how many people they would need, how such a department would be created, how it could be shielded from the rest of the organization, et cetera, et cetera. But these are only ideas, and again, we need your feedback here. Marika, please.
Thanks, Erica. So what you see up on the screen is what I just took down from the Google Doc in which everyone provided their input on you know, possible experts that could contribute to this discussion. As Marilyn noted, currently it's quite a mix and a range of groups or expert with different backgrounds, different kind of expertise. So the idea would be indeed to maybe make some kind of categorization of these experts to see, you know, where there's potentially duplication or where there may still be a lack or missing expertise that will be able to assist the CCWG in answering some of the questions that have been identified. Of course, this is also linked to the other document that was also circulated that basically outlines a number of questions that have been identified through the exercise that we did in Abu Dhabi, where for each of the mechanisms that have been identified as possible options, a number of questions have been identified. Developed. There is also a further need to look at those questions and really drill down to, you know, are these questions appropriately framed? Are these the right questions? Are there additional questions? And then there may also be a need to triage those questions to say, well, you know, these questions are probably really for ICANN experts to answer because these are very specific to ICANN. These are probably questions that someone coming from a large foundation may be best placed to answer. So again, there's also a need to do some further work on that to really be able to prepare those discussions and meetings. And then, as Erica noted, you know, one of the things that we discussed in our prep call earlier this week, whether it would be worth, in order to start that motion and engagement with experts, to indeed, you know, dedicate the upcoming calls. And again, there may be a need to plan in additional meetings in order for that to happen before ICANN 61 and have enough information to move forward, to basically have calls dedicated to the different mechanisms that were identified so that the focus of the conversation can be on that specific mechanism, the questions that have been identified for that, and that, you know, those experts that are deemed best placed to provide input on those mechanisms are able to be on that call. And as Erica noted, you know, looking at the list of mechanisms that we have, you know, a relatively easy starting point would be, you know, especially number one and number two, you know, number one being, you know, create a department within ICANN, and I think number two is the kind of hybrid, you know, have a department in ICANN that would work actually with an external organization. And as, of course, we have internal expertise in, you know, the form of Xavier as well as Sam and you know, potentially others that may be able to assist as part of that conversation. Of course, it will also depend on their availability and you know, ability to pull relevant information together for that meeting, but it may at least allow us to start having that conversation, and we may then as well learn from that in order to prepare some of the follow-up meetings in that regard. One thing we did discuss as well, and I think it comes partly to you know, the point that Erica made before as well, that in order to be able to do this and do this well, it will require your input and feedback. You know, we did have the questions out already, I think, for the last meeting. We didn't really receive any further feedback on that, nor for this meeting. So one of the questions is, you know, how can that most effectively be done? Is it worth considering having a small team within the CCWG and you know, maybe especially thinking of people that have existing experience in you know, working with foundations or having been involved in grant applications or setting up organizations in that regard to be part of a small drafting team or a small sub-team that would, you know, take on, indeed, going through the list of experts, you know, categorizing those, identifying if there are any gaps still there, and then looking as well at the specific questions that have been identified to further, you know, reframe those. And I think, you know, potentially as well, in certain cases, there may be a need to develop some kind of explanatory materials when we reach out to these experts, because some of them, you know, may have very little awareness, for example, of, you know, what ICANN does or what this group has been set out to do. So I think that's where we're currently at, and at least where the leadership has been putting some thought into. But indeed, the question is really now for you as the CCWG, do you think that approach makes sense? You know, are there any other ways in which this should be done? And you know, would you be comfortable with having a smaller group, you know, trying to move this forward? Or should this be a collective exercise? You know, if it is a collective exercise, how can we make sure that you know, people do provide input? So those are, I think, where we're currently at and the questions we have for you.
This is Erika. Thank you, Marika. Just one addition to this point, because we haven't mentioned it, but we discussed it last time. Keep in mind, we already discussed that we will have a separate discussion and approach to discuss how we will deal with potential conflict of interest issues. Because, and I saw Marilyn's comment, that's true. There might be some, although I expect very few, if at all, who might, from the groups we selected, who might want to approach the Future Fund for project financing. So, yes, we will have to deal with this, but we should keep this as a separate topic, and legal will have to do, in particular, some will need to look into this, how this will have to be set up and how we will have the discussion with these experts about this particular topic. Tony, I see your hand up, please.
Can you hear me?
Tony, we can't hear you. Yes, no. No, we hear you.
Okay. Sorry, I was getting off mute. I'm unable to scroll this document that's on the Adobe, but I'm not too sure if, since unfortunately I had to miss a few calls back a few months ago, if you ever considered consulting the international development agencies maintained by governments. There are actually quite a lot, and I'm just looking at the Wikipedia site, which lists them all. Some examples would be CEDA from Canada, for example, excuse me, and also one organization which I knew pretty well some years ago when I was part of the board of Global Knowledge Partnership, which was an organization that had Rinaldi Abdul-Rahim as the CEO. And that was set up from the WSIS process and was heavily supported by SDC, which is the Swiss Development and Cooperation Agency, and also CEDA and Microsoft. So I think these agencies are pretty much like Snow White. There's no commercial innuendos involved or, let's say, sectorial interests. And they do a tremendous job of aid and development all over the world. So it's just a thought, you know, there might be one or two of those agencies might be good for input into what we're discussing right now. Thank you.
This is Erika. Marilyn, next, please.
Yeah, let me, it's Marilyn speaking, let me support Tony's comment. I guess I was a little disappointed when I saw this list because, and you know, guys, we have to remember we need to count, right? And most of the recommendations for who you're proposing we would speak come from a very short list of people. And I'm not being critical of who those people are, but I'm just going to note that three suggestions from one person and two from another, that means we're actually not listening as broadly as we need to. So I submitted some other suggestions. I support Tony's suggestion. We need to be a little more expansive. Many of the organizations that we could learn from, I understand the comment made earlier to me was that we have limited time to listen. Well, actually, if we take a organized approach with a set number of questions, we send those questions out to the different groups, and we're very, very organized in how we do this, we can learn and transcribe the comments that are made, and we can learn from a larger number of people than is presently provided. I, for instance, am not sure why we would pick the Bill Gates Foundation over the MasterCard Foundation or any other group. I don't know why we would pick the European Investment Bank and nominate over an organization that is working more globally, as Tony had suggested. So I'm going to say I'm not on board with our short list. I think it's interesting, but not inclusive enough.
Erica, this is Marika. If I can intersect.
I come back to the point. Marika. Let us listen first to everybody, and then let's come back.
Yes, I just want to point out that.
I have comments to make as well, but.
Okay. I just want to point out that the version on the screen is actually not what people provided. For some reason, it didn't take the suggestion. So I'm actually in the process of uploading the version that's in Google Docs, so that also has Marilyn's additions and some others as well. So I just wanted to make that clear, and it will be coming up in 2 minutes.
Yes, thank you so much, Marika. I wanted to make this point as well. It's Erica. So we have taken on, keep in mind the way we worked on the document, it was we have a Google document and everybody provided, who wanted to provide information, provided information. And all the information we received, we put into this document. The shortlist came only out of the idea we have to start moving. We can't keep this ongoing and adding one project after another and one expert after another, because we need the name of the people, we need to contact them, and we have to do this until, if we want to stick with our agenda, we have to finalize everything by mid-February. Otherwise, it gets very tough. So let me move to Ellen next, please. Ellen.
Thank you very much. I want to support the comment on national development agencies, but in principle. Each of these agencies has particular areas of focus, and they change over time. A number of years ago, and actually in the time frame that Tony was referring to, there was an awful lot of explicit support for technology in those development agencies. Nowadays, that has often been phased out in many countries and is simply presumed to be integrated into their other targeted operations. And since we're looking largely at a very specific technology, I think we need to make sure that when we ask for experts, they're people who have some idea of the field we're looking at. And also the size, magnitude of grants, I think, has to be something that is reasonable. If, you know, we're looking at groups that typically give out, you know, $50 million at a time for a given project, we're not going to have many of those, and it's not clear that they're going to give us the expertise we need. So although I strongly support going to the major players in the area, we have to make sure they actually have some knowledge and interest in our general area. It's obviously it's not going to be just the DNS, but specifically in technology areas, because the methodologies will vary from place to place, and that also goes along with the overall magnitude of the grants. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Alan. It's Erica. So I recommend that we add to the list the proposal Tony made. If I remember this right, the recommendations Marilyn made are already included. I can't see the list in a moment, but I think we have done this. And then I would love to make a recommendation, but I see Ching first. Ching, please.
Thank you, Erica. Qing Qiao, I'm speaking now as a CCNSO representative. I mean, although I did not, haven't got a chance to exchange thoughts with, other members from the CCNSO, but I thought it would be useful, not only useful, but also resourceful, because I think during the drafting phase of this working group, many CCNSO members or the CCTOD registries, their affiliated foundations, they have been part of the processes. I think this seems like it's more closer to what we are going through, is that there's an operational fund and there's an additional fund set aside for the charity purposes, which was not originally designed based on the core business purposes. So I think many of the CC or the business, they have been going through kind of a spin off the charitable organization so especially in this case the CCTOD that I'm representing now. So I think it would be really beneficial maybe to have a kind of a separate session or at least one or two calls with them to pick up their brands and their experiences of, how they got their charity, organization spin off and get launched. So I'd just like to point that out. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ching. This is Erica. I'm trying to follow the chat room. So my recommendation would be the following, and we discussed it as well in our little leadership team, and I would love to hear your opinion about this. How would we build a small group, and ideally with people who have experience in foundation or funding environments. It would be the leadership team and then whoever wants to join this group. So everybody who, in an ideal scenario, who worked in a fund, who worked in a foundation, somebody who has knowledge about it, in intensive knowledge about it, I would love to recommend this. And then we can make a recommendation to this group about the way we would cluster these experts and the organization we have received, and so that we can come maybe to a reasonable number of calls we can have. I'm doubtful we can have more than six. Keep in mind Christmas and New Year's and other deadlines we have to commit it to. So keep this in mind, and then we can make a recommendation at our next call to this group. We would as well look to the questions which we want to ask. They might have to differ slightly. Somebody who is working only with grants might not be interested in different other questions. We would try to identify and we would build a hierarchy, keeping Alan's comments into consideration, that we ideally want to find for each cluster the number one an organization who is an ideal case familiar with tech issues, and we want to work as closely as possible within the given deadline. Is this a proposal you would support? Okay, I don't see comments. I assume this is the case. Marika, how do we want to handle this? Do we want to send out a further question and have people signing up to this, or how do we want to handle it in practical terms?
Yeah, this is Marika. Maybe if anyone on the call at the moment is interested and of the view that they need the criteria identified of having experience in this environment and you know, now, of course, available to work on this in the next 2 weeks, and maybe they can already you know, raise their hands here. But I've also noted it as an action item. So I'll draw specific attention to that when I send out the notes and action items. So hopefully people will then respond on the mailing list. But as you noted, as the objective is to have something ready in time for the next meeting, that of course will mean hopefully availability of those people to work on that in the next 2 weeks.
Yes, I see. This is Erica. I see comments from Marilyn and from Wanda. So please, we will, I would recommend as an action item, Marika, we will have this included in our summary of today, but then we will send a separate reminder about this topic so that it's not forgotten. Sometimes it's difficult to read all these long summaries. So we do a second, I would ask you to be so kind to send a second reminder, so that we get ideally as many responses back as possible. And keep in mind, we would love to conclude this so that we can present something to this group in 2 weeks' time. So we're thinking ahead at a relatively short timetable. Leadership team, plus everybody else who wants to join. Okay, let's conclude this item. And then I would say we have to skip the next item on the agenda because we are running out of time. And we will move this to our next call. And Marika, can you do a quick update on point 6, planning for ICANN 61, and then we need the confirmation of our next meeting. So item 6 now, we skip 5. We move to planning for ICANN 61. Marika, please.
Thanks, Erica. So this is Marika. So I think, as you all know, planning has already started for ICANN 61. Based on you know, some of the feedback and experience from the last meeting, where it was for many people difficult to join a meeting on Thursday, although I think those that joined you know, did believe it was a good and productive discussion. The current thinking of the leadership team is to see whether it will be possible to request a significant slot on the Saturday at the start of the meeting. So a three-hour slot. It will likely run in concurrence with some of the PDP working groups, but of course we will look at those groups where there is the least overlap with the CCWG, and at least from my understanding, I think that's likely the rights protection mechanism PDP. So that would at least give the group a significant chunk of time early on in the meeting, hopefully with not too many other conflicts. And you know, one of the questions though is, you know, will people already be available to attend if the meeting would be on Saturday? And we could, for example, see if it would be possible to have it Saturday afternoon so that, you know, it would still allow for arrival on Saturday morning. As said, of course, that is dependent on the scheduling of other meetings. And, you know, from a GNSO perspective, you know, PDP working group meetings are taking a precedent in that regard. But I'm at least hopeful that it would be possible to carve out that time. But it would mean availability from the CCWG members and participants. Maybe to assess that, we could send out a doodle poll to see if that would be feasible. I know that some are suggesting Sunday, but Sunday, at least from a GNSO perspective, makes it very difficult, as there are already quite a few meetings that are happening. And I think the only option would be very late on Sunday afternoon, but it would then conflict with stakeholder group and constituency meetings that are scheduled, and I'm not sure if that is acceptable, at least from a GNSO participant perspective. But again, it's something that we could consider. And yes, Marilyn, we can do a doodle poll to see what may work best. And based on the comments as well during the meeting today about having an opportunity for community input and feedback, you may also want to consider then having a meeting later in the week that would be more of a public-facing session, a kind of update input session, which could either be just a CCWG, you know, update, or as I posted in the chat, there's also a question open for cross-community sessions. My only hesitation with going for a cross-community session is that, of course, it will require having something substantial to discuss with the community. And I'm not sure if you know, at this stage, whether, you know, if we already know whether we'll be able to have that kind of information that would, you know, lift it up to a cross-community session. But I'm happy to hear from others what they think. We can at least plan or see if there's space for having a community update session that we could turn into more of a input session if there are specific questions that we want to ask the community. And again, leave it up to you to provide feedback on whether or not this might be a topic that should be considered for a cross-community slot.
Erica?
This is Erica. Yes, Caboose, please. Yes, Caboose.
I don't understand this Saturday and Sunday. Why you are in rush? What do you want? You are rushed to spend this money? Why Saturday and Sunday? What is the urgency that to go Saturday and Sunday? Because there are so many other groups, there are so many other meetings, and number of the people that are not as numerous in some areas, as others, some people, there are many, one or two, going to many other meeting, and then even these people would not be given opportunity, they have no possibility. Why Saturday and Sunday? I don't understand that. Who proposed Sunday?
Caboose, give me a second. We are talking about those who are already participating. We don't want to add any additional funds or money factors to ICANN. That's not the purpose. So in many cases, many will already be there on Saturday. That's why we are having this discussion to check, can we do it on Saturday? We don't want to add anything new, which would cost, add a cost factor. So we will do a Google poll on this topic to verify, shall we do it on Saturday, shall we do it on Sunday. Sunday is very difficult. If we can't do it neither on Saturday or Sunday, we will have to look for a different option. Second, all our meetings at the ICANN events, they are always public. We have done this always public. I would have concern as Marika to do already a cross-community public meeting. I would rather prefer to do this in Puerto Rico. In Puerto Rico, I think we will have to do it because it's the last meeting, but we can't do it ahead of Puerto Rico. So it's not possible. And this would definitely, maybe I have misunderstood the chat room debates and discussion. So can we maybe do the rest with a Google poll? Can we conclude this discussion? Yeah, I see comments, Google poll. Fine, Marika, back to you. Let's do it on this one. And then the last point would be the our next meeting on the agenda, which is point 7, which would be Thursday, December 14th, again at 14 UTC. And we will follow up the discussion we had about cross-community or public, just to get a coherent understanding between all of us. We will do this in the follow-up email, which we will send after this call, and then if needed, we can put this on the agenda again for next time. Okay. Thank you all so much, and looking forward to our next call, December 14th. Back to the team to conclude the call.